Sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service. By Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years, they are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 78 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The NATO summit wraps up today in Washington, D.C. World leaders, including President Biden, meeting as the president battles growing calls for him to step aside in the presidential race. Vermont's Peter Welch, the first Democratic senator, now calling for Biden to drop out, joining 10 House Democrats. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
Even Nancy Pelosi, the powerful former Speaker of the House, is sending a strong signal that Democrats are still very much divided. Pelosi going public, saying she'll support whatever decision the president makes.
The president will hold a solo press conference following the NATO summit later today. In New Mexico, testimony continuing in the Alec Baldwin Rust trial, the actor has pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter in the fatal onset shooting of the movie cinematographer in 2021. Word today, actress Shelley Duvall has died. She's best known for her roles in The Shining, as well as Annie Hall and Popeye. Shelley Duvall was 75. This is ABC News. In New Mexico, some property owners hit hard by devastating wildfires are now haggling with insurance companies.
Wildfires last month burned away the vegetation that held back floodwaters, so when heavy rain came to Ruidoso, New Mexico, the result was disastrous. And now...
it's hard to ask for help. Swallowing that pride is hard.
Missy Granger owned two businesses in Ruidoso.
We pay $6,000 a year for insurance.
She had fire insurance, but not flood coverage, so her claim was denied. But she says that without the fire,
the floods wouldn't have happened.
And she says her businesses wouldn't have been destroyed. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The CDC warning cases of dengue fever on the rise. More than 2,500 people have been infected this year nationwide, five times higher than last year. Most of the cases are in Puerto Rico. The virus typically circulates in tropical and subtropical regions and spreads through mosquitoes. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good Good afternoon. It is partly cloudy and 78 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for partly sunny skies with isolated showers and thunderstorms possible, a high of 82. Tonight, isolated showers early this evening, then clearing with patchy fog late, a low of 61. And tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and warm with a high of 85. In Richland Center, under partly cloudy skies, it's 78 degrees.
Attention, truck drivers. Allied Ready Mix of Muscat A and Plain is hiring. They're looking for a responsible, fully certified, full-time Ready Mix truck driver. You can drive out of either the Muscat A or Plain plants, work Monday through Friday with 40-plus hours a week, enjoy competitive wages, health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, and paid holidays. To apply, call 608-723-3396 or visit their Facebook page. That's Allied Ready Mix at 608-723-3396. Join their team today.
Welcome to Foggy North Coffee Shop in Muscadet, where your perfect cup awaits. Savor our freshly brewed coffee, creamy lattes, baked goods, and refreshing Lotus drinks. Treat yourself to Cedar Crest ice cream, too. Don't miss out on our monthly specials available 7 days a week. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily hours and exclusive offers. And this summer, get excited for the grand opening of the Artisan Retail Shop. Foggy North Coffee Shop, downtown Muscadet, your daily dose of delight.
Shop local and save big this July with the Red, White, and Refresh sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Get 10% off all mattresses for the best night's sleep. Enjoy 15% off all bedding to complete your bedroom makeover. And don't miss 20% off all decor to refresh your home. Visit us at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where quality meets savings. Follow us on Facebook for access to exclusive deals. Cannot be combined with other offers.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Good afternoon. It's 78 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Cazenovia man lost his life due to injuries sustained in a single vehicle crash. The Richland County Sheriff's Department was dispatched to the crash near the intersection of State Highway 58 and Lost Hollow Road around 11:45 Sunday morning. Deputies arrived on scene and provided medical care to the lone occupant, Donald Hanko, 73, of Cazenovia, until Cazenovia Fire EMS and Ithaca first responders arrived. Hanko was transported by Cazenovia EMS to the Richland Hospital. Donald Hanko later died as a result of his injuries. The Biden campaign is laying out what it sees as his path to winning the White House in a new memo sent to its staffers. It says winning Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan is the clearest pathway to victory. Those senior aides write in today's memo that they could clinch 270 electoral votes in a number of ways. The new memo obtained by the Associated Press says those three states are critical and why President Joe Biden has prioritized those areas in his recent travels. The memo is from campaign chair Jen O'Malley Dillon and campaigner manager Julie Chavez Rodriguez and contends that Biden remains the strongest Democratic opponent to Donald Trump, the presumptive GOP nominee. The bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission has unanimously approved a set of best practices to ensure the security of unstaffed absentee ballot drop boxes that the state Supreme Court recently ruled could be installed for the fall elections. The best practices are being distributed to the state's 1,800 local officials who administer elections. They detail ways to make drop boxes and surrounding areas safe. The guidance also tells clerks that drop boxes should be emptied before they get full. The guidance does not specify that its boxes be emptied on any type of regular interval. Milwaukee is getting ready for next week's Republican National Convention. County Executive David Crowley says the Office of Emergency Management and the Sheriff's Department have been especially busy.
Making sure the attendees, protesters, vendors are all safe. But we also have to make sure that we have some traffic management as well, making sure that we can have the traffic flow going through and throughout downtown to make sure our attendees are doing the things that they need to do and can get to the different convention activities.
Delegates and other visitors to the Republican National Convention aren't the only ones who will have to worry about getting around Milwaukee next week.
There are folks who live within that security perimeter, and they will have extra security parameters to go through when they are going home. And I know that the Secret Service and the law enforcement officials have been in contact with them.
Crowley tells Wisconsin Eye the emergency management and sheriff's departments bear a lot of the responsibility to ensure a smooth-running convention. An AARP poll taken following the first debate shows more voters in the presidential election in Wisconsin say they would vote for former President Donald Trump than current President Joe Biden if the election were held today. The poll was conducted by the bipartisan team Fabrizio Ward and Impact Research. It included 1,052 likely Wisconsin voters between June 28th and July 2nd, just after the live debate June 27th. Voters also were asked about Wisconsin's U.S. Senate race. Bob Ward is a partner at Fabrizio Ward.
Our latest poll shows that Donald Trump is leading Joe Biden in the presidential race. But in the Senate race, Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin is ahead of her Republican challenger, Eric Hovde. So there's a mix of what's going on politically in the state. And I think, you know, you'd ask, why is that the case? Why is the president not doing as well as Senator Baldwin?
52% of Wisconsin voters age 50 plus say they would support Trump compared to 43% for Biden, a 9 percentage point lead in a head-to-head matchup. Among Wisconsin voters of all ages, Trump's lead narrowed to 5 percentage points. Ward says to find out why people responded the way they did, you have to dig into the data.
What we see is that younger voters are in a bit of a funk about the president. They lean more Democratic. But they are also give him poorer ratings than other voters along the age spectrum. They're also less motivated to vote as a result of this. And so when we look at older voters, those voters 50 plus, they are very motivated to vote. But there's a real question as to whether younger voters are going to turn out in ways in which they have in the past. And if that's the case, because they are more Democratic leaning, it does throw some question marks out there if Tammy Baldwin's going to be able to hold her lead that she has right now come Election Day.
Among voters 50-plus, Republican challenger Eric Hovde had a 3 percentage point lead over incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin. Half of older voters said they'd cast ballots for Hovde versus 47% for Baldwin. Among voters of all ages, the lead reversed, with 50% favoring Baldwin versus 45% for Hovde. Bob Ward feels the main issues in the election are personal economic factors.
By that, I mean inflation, jobs, the economy, Social Security, which is certainly a personal economic issue. When you look at those issues together, they are the biggest issue group among Republicans, among independents, and among Democrats. There are issues that are, you know, very important to Republicans, like immigration and border security, and there are issues that are very important to Democrats, like threats to democracy and abortion and reproductive rights. But the economic issues span the parties. And that is really what's defining this election, particularly among older voters. And I would say that this race for president, for example, is tied among voters 65 plus. And Social Security plays a big role among that voter set. 83% of voters 50 plus in Wisconsin say Social Security is either going to be a very or extremely important issue in deciding their vote. Among that group, Trump's up by 3 and Baldwin's up by 3. It is very competitive.
The margin of error for the AARP presidential poll conducted by Fabrizio Ward in Impact Research is plus or minus 4%. Backers of a failed effort to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss are appealing the decision to prevent that recall. The bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission ruled last week that around 190 signatures that were turned in for the recall effort were gathered past the regular deadline for a petition. The commission had given the group behind the recall an extra 2 days because of Memorial Day to file their petitions, but not to gather them. The group, headed up by supporters of Donald Trump, say the ruling is illogical and are asking a Dane County judge to make a ruling. A study finds foam on Wisconsin rivers and lakes has higher PFAS levels than waters below. Researchers at UW-Madison studied 36 different types of PFAS in samples collected from foams and the very top layer of the water column across 43 rivers and lakes in the state. Samples of foam from Lake Monona showed PFAS levels up to roughly 328,000 per trillion. That's compared to a new federal drinking water regulations of just 4 parts per trillion. Among samples collected, researchers say PFAS concentrations in foam ranged from 50 to 7,000 times higher than levels in the water. Higher PFAS levels in foam were also found in Lake Wabisa, the Green Bay Shore, and the Peshtigo River. Researchers say the findings reinforce state-issued warnings to avoid contact with any foam on waterways. The largest nursing home in Dane County has been sold, along with 2 others in southwestern Wisconsin. SSM Health has sold St. Mary's Care Center in Madison, St. Clair Meadows in Baraboo, and Christian Home and Rehab in Waupun. The new owner is Complete Care, a company that owns 9 other long-term care facilities across Wisconsin, plus many more in other states. Employees of those SSM sites still have their jobs under the new owners. Wisconsin's own Quick Trip has broken ground on a new distribution facility. The very first outside La Crosse, this one is in Dane County, in DeForest, south of Highway 19. Right now, the center in La Crosse serves every Quick Trip in Wisconsin. This Dane County facility will take some pressure off those workers. Once finished, the company expects to hire 400 people for the DeForest location. Top Golf wants to build its first Wisconsin location. Top Golf operates golf amusement spaces with driving ranges that can be used all year, plus a bar, restaurant, and patio. It would be located in Monona right along the Beltline. Top Golf would tear down 5 buildings on the WPS campus. Executives say they've been searching for the right spot in Wisconsin for 5 years now and finally found it. Plans filed with the city show it could draw 250,000 people a year. The approval process isn't finished yet, but once it is, the company plans to start building next year. It's 79 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1218. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contract Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers a wide selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood at unbeatable prices. With most products featuring their perfected recipes, you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss their fresh take-and-bake pizzas. Conveniently located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, they also specialize in turning your venison into delicious treats. Visit Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor.
It's up to 79 degrees in Richland Center at 1221. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Dated July 1876, the first passenger train ran from Richland Center to Lone Rock. Taken from a 1938 article in the Richland Observer, the headline reads, "The First Iron Horse, Compare It with the Streamliners of Today." And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to WisconsinHistory.org, BA12097. The early settlers of Richland Center wanted a railroad not many years after the place became a small village. Even as early as 1857, a movement was made to bring the railroad to the village. It was not until 1872 that the legislature granted a charter for a road. Officers were elected, but it was not until 1875 that the preliminary organization was made and a contract was let for the grading, the road bed, surfacing the same, and laying a wooden rail at what would be $400 per mile. In December of 1875, the engine that was pictured was purchased. It cost $5,000, weighed 10 tons, and was a perfect model, the latest engine in its class. It was hauled across the county from Lone Rock to Richland Center on logging trucks. The road soon was carried to completion, and on the 1st of July, 1876, the first passenger train ran from Richland Center to Lone Rock. It was a narrow gauge. Often the engine was taxed beyond its capacity to haul for the loads of freight in and out of Richland Center. The road was sold on May 26, 1880, to the Chicago, Milwaukee, and St. Paul Railroad Company. The road was then changed into a standard gauge, iron rails laid, and even brought about Richland Center to a closer touch with the outside world. When this streamlined engine was brought to Lone Rock, then to Richland Center, overland by oxen and teams, it did the job of hauling the cannonball on logging tracks. It was a great day for Richland Center and Richland County when the whistle blows for the engine and resounding up and down the valley. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering the Muscadet Toll Bridge.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
A ribbon cutting and birthday shindig to honor hometown country singer-songwriting legend Bobby G. Rice's 80th birthday is being held today in Boscobel. At 1, check out the trailer at the Blaine Theater of the movie The Wooden Bowl that has Bobby's newest song, What Goes Through Your Mind as the lead song. From 1:30 to 3:30, Bobby will perform an acoustic performance and meet and greet at the Blaine Gym. Any musicians and singers that would like to sing a song or two with Bobby are welcome. Just bring your own instrument. Representative Todd Novak has been recognized by the Wisconsin Counties Association for legislative work related to local government on several key issues. Wednesday, Marcy Rainbolt and Chelsea Shanks from the Wisconsin Counties Association presented the Outstanding Legislator Award to Representative Novak at the state capitol. The Wisconsin Counties Association works to promote dialogue and cooperation between state and local governments. Senior Farmers Market vouchers are still available. If you are a Richland County resident, 60 or older, meeting the income requirements, you are eligible to receive $45 worth of vouchers. Vouchers can be used to purchase locally grown fresh fruits, vegetables, and herbs at approved farmers markets or roadside stands. If interested, call Tanya at 608-647-4616. The Sauk County Fair continues today. Today you can check out McFarlane's Farm to Fair north of the commercial building until 8 tonight with free interactive displays telling the story of your food. The vendors in the commercial building will be available until 9. Rabbit judging will begin at 12:30. The Kinshi Petal Pull will be held at 4. The carnival will also open at 4, and the goat show will begin at 5. Tonight's grandstand feature will be night 2 of SWIRA Flat Track ATV racing beginning at 6:30. Cost of admission is $10 for adults, $5 for children 6 to 12, and free for children 5 and under. Pit passes are $20. The Sauk County Fair runs through Sunday in Baraboo. Grant County Electronics Recycling Event will be held Saturday at the Grant County Fairgrounds near Lancaster from 8 to noon, rain or shine. Grant County residents can recycle their old electronics for free. Wisconsin households and K-12 schools may recycle items. Items accepted include televisions and computer monitors, computers, video game system components, desktop printers and fax machines, computer accessories, DVD players, VCRs, and other video players, other TV monitor accessories, and cell phones and battery-powered phone accessories. For more information about Grant County Electronics Recycling Event Saturday, contact Amy Olson at 608-723-2135 or Lisa Neller at 630-210-5961. The Village of Muscadet will be spraying for mosquitoes tonight at dusk. It's 79 degrees in Richland Center at 1227. Today's vital statistics are next.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It's 80 degrees at 12:29 on this Thursday afternoon, July 11th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Doris Bowl, 90 of Boscobel, died June 20th at Care and Rehab Boscobel. A memorial service and celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at Boscobel Assembly of God Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at Boscobel Assembly of God Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Doris Bowl is survived by a son, Dean and Jackie Ludke of Oshkosh, a daughter, Dorothy Esters of Boscobel, a son-in-law, Jerry Esters of Boscobel, two grandsons, two brothers, Terry and Donna Ludke of Madison, and Robert Ludke of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Also many family and friends. Doris Bowl, 90 of Boscobel. Stanley Arthur Hendricks, 61 of Richland Center, died last Thursday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials in Stanley's name be directed to the Pine Valley Community Village Foundation. Stanley Hendricks is survived by his brothers and sisters, Sue Ann Benford, Steve Hendricks, and Sam Hendricks, and Sally and Ken Oz. Many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Stanley Arthur Hendricks, 61 of Richland Center. Earl Maynard Clark, 90 of Woodstock, Illinois, died July 3rd. A funeral service will be held Saturday at noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Bloom City Cemetery, with military graveside rites held by the local Military Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to BLF, Bibles and Literature to the French-speaking World, or Kodiak Baptist Mission. Earl Clark is survived by his wife Mary, three daughters, Heidi and Philip Capitaniak, Sherry and Steve Sweatman, Tammy and James Rowick, and his son, Robert Babcock, two brothers, James and Charlotte Clark, and Virgil and Linda Clark, stepdaughters, Dawn, Victor, and Richard Mills, Sally and Dennis Bellis, Marlene and Cody Dimmitt, Lisa and Paul Grossmeyer, and Peggy and Chuck Kay, stepson, Mark and Deanna Victor, 32 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, and other relatives and friends. Earl Maynard Clark, 90 of Woodstock, Illinois. Christine Fingerson, 49 of Highland, died July 1st at home following a short battle with ovarian cancer. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 5 at the Lulof Peterson Hauk Funeral Home in Dodgeville. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday from 3 until the time of service at 5. Chris Fingerson is survived by her father, Doug Fingerson of Highland, three siblings, Keith and Divina Fingerson of Columbus, James Fingerson of Madison, and Marcia Loy of Highland, brother-in-law Mark Loy of Dodgeville, five nieces and nephews, and many aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. Christine Fingerson, 49 of Highland. Carola Anetta, Pat Gust, 88 of Wauwatosa and formerly of Richland Center, died Saturday at the Lutheran Home in Wauwatosa. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from 10:30 until the time of service at noon. A service will also be held Sunday, September 8th at 9:30 at Five Points Lutheran Church. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Lutheran World Relief or your local food pantry. Pat Gust is survived by her husband, Walter, three daughters, Lisa and Mark Colpin, Kiri and Todd Pruitt, and Amy Simonson and Dave Carney. 8 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, and sister-in-law Phyllis Knutson. Carola Anetta, Pat Gust, 88 of Wauwatosa and formerly of Richland Center. Harold M. Hannum, 86 of Spring, Texas, died March 2nd at home. A memorial service will be held Sunday at 1:30 at the First Baptist Church in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the First Baptist Church Sunday from 12:30 until the time of service at 1:30. Harold Hannum is survived by his wife, Ginger, a daughter, Heather and Bruce Hoffman, 2 grandchildren, a brother, Lawrence and Nancy Hannum, 2 sisters, Lois and Bill Dillo, and Rita and Ron Williford, sisters and brothers-in-law, Sandy Hannum, Julie Wilson, Glee and Jerry Moore, and Grace and Carl Schellenberger, many nieces, nephews, great-nieces and nephews, and many friends. Harold M. Hannum, 86, of Spring, Texas. Beverly Jean Bev Miller, 88, of Ithaca, died Monday at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will follow at the Willow Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 4 until 7, and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family requests that memorials be made to the Willow Valley United Methodist Church or GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Bev Miller is survived by her husband of nearly 70 years, Lemuel Jr., 4 children, Steve and Sharon Miller of Rockbridge, Mark Miller of New Mexico, Vicki and Aaron Kimberlin of Peoria, Arizona, and Paul Miller and Veneri Ung of San Diego, California. 10 grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, her sister, Shirley and Arnold Ludwig of Macon, Georgia, sisters-in-law, Jane Fry of Elkhorn and Janet and David Neef of Lone Rock, special friends, Gaylord and Marie Willis, many nieces, nephews, other relatives and friends. Beverly Jean, Bev Miller, 88, of Ithaca. Donald B. Hanko, 73, of Cazenovia, died Monday. A funeral mass will be held at 3 o'clock Tuesday at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, rural Cazenovia. Burial will be in St. Anthony's Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. Anthony's Catholic Church Tuesday from 1 until the time of service at 3. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Anthony's Catholic Church. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family. Don Hanko is survived by his nieces, Lisa Laverty, Tammy Fowell, Julie Potts, and Kristen and Bill McAlpine, many great nieces and nephews, and other relatives and friends. Donald B. Hanko, 73, of Cazenovia.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a longstanding tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center offers patients the latest technology. Here's orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Part of that technology is a ROSA robot, which is a robot-assisted knee replacement. I still perform the procedure as the surgeon. However, the robot helps me make very precise and accurate cuts. One step further is called the Smart Knee. It's a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant that provides movement data for each patient. I believe it enhances their recovery. It provides them some reassurance that, yeah, I am doing well and I'm headed in the right direction.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Eric and Magdalene Hauser, David and Brianna Turk, Mark and Emily Chitwood, Andy and Kim Stahl, and Brent and Amy Steadley. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, quiet weather conditions continue right across our region with scattered showers that were near us earlier this morning, mostly shifting off into Illinois with a small weather system swirling to the southeast. There's only a very slight chance that a scattered shower could pop up yet today around here this afternoon, so just kind of keep an eye on that. Otherwise, pretty typical mid-July temperatures. It will stay seasonably warm tomorrow and then turn warmer than normal this weekend as south winds pick up across the area. And with dew points climbing up into the 70s this weekend, it will feel quite oppressive at times. So definitely take it easy, get frequent breaks, get in the shade and air conditioning when you can, and drink plenty of extra water. Now, there will be a warm front passing through the area Saturday, giving us a slight chance of thunderstorms. Still a small chance Sunday, although the better chance Sunday seems to be in northern Wisconsin. Then a cold front should march through Monday or Tuesday, bring us another chance of showers. That should be followed by comfortable conditions for the middle of next week. So the rest of today, partly sunny, that slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, they would be very brief in nature if they happen. High near 83 degrees, light east-southeast wind at 2 to 5. Chance of a spotty shower early this evening, then clearing, maybe some patchy fog, low 61. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and on the warm side, high temperature middle 80s, south wind close to 5. Heading into Saturday, partly sunny, very warm and muggy, 30% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms with a high near 87. On Sunday, partly cloudy, hot and humid, slight chance of a few thunderstorms, low 69 with a high of 92. Monday, mixed sky, still hot and humid, 40% chance of scattered thunderstorms, low near 70 with a high of 90. Tuesday, partly cloudy, cooler and less humid, high about 82. And Wednesday, sunny and delightful with a high of 79. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It's currently a sunny 80 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 85, our low this morning was 65. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 80. The record high for this date was set in 1936 at 100. The record low, 44, was set in 1945. Last year's high was 80 with a low of 63. Sunset tonight will be at 8:42 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:32. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm. The barometer is at 30.08 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 80 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A show-and-tell model for spreading the word on beef sustainability. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Cattle producers have heard plenty lately about their industry's purported impact on the climate, but the narrative may not be accurate in every case. Take Brady Wolf of Clear Springs Cattle Company in Starbuck, Minnesota.
We are in a very advantageous spot. We have an on-farm vacation rental, and just to get people to come from the metro Twin Cities area, and they stay right in the house on the farm, right out the kitchen window is cows on grass. They just love to see that. They've been shown images of feed yard, and they think that that's where those animals spend their whole life, and there's that misconception. And so I think telling our story, starting at the calf level, all the way through that life cycle of that animal, is a great opportunity to show what these cattle can do and what they can do for our landscapes.
Wolf's situation is effective on a small scale, but, he wonders,
how do we get that to a larger audience? I mean, we're trying to do it with one group of renters every weekend all summer, but we're not making a very big dent with just the 20 people once a week, but there's definitely a story there to be told.
Another voice weighs in tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snow blowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snow blowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Prevent Plant comes with tough choices. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Bred to defy expectations, Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have the whole industry feeling their impact. Learn more at pioneer.com/new era. A crop insurance advisor says he's getting fewer questions about Prevent Plant because most farmers have decided what they must do. Mike Bone with Compeer Financial tells Brownfield some areas have been hit harder than others.
Those folks that still have water standing on the ground, et cetera, they're probably going to lean more towards going towards cover crop of some sort or some kind of a feed crop. For those that are able to get out there with today's equipment and planting practices, they're able to get out and replant that ground.
Bone says it's hard for the farmer to decide what to do if the crop cannot be planted and something needs to be out there to suppress weeds and preserve soil.
If you're still looking at Prevent Plant today and haven't made up your mind on what to do, one thing to consider is if you have a neighbor or family member that maybe has livestock, you're able to work with them now.
Bowen says when planting a cover crop for livestock feed, there are restrictions.
You're not able to go and take that for seed or for grain. Those are big no-nos. And the other thing you can't do is you can't go out there and put in any kind of corn as a cover crop.
Bowen recommends farmers still unable to get into their fields talk with a crop insurance agent about their options. Clear labels for lab-grown protein remains a priority for cattle producers. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's summer business meeting.
Buck Warbine, a Nebraska feedlot operator and president-elect of NCBA, says the industry isn't afraid of competition from lab-grown protein.
We've competed with plant-based protein for 30-some years, and it's never really gained much of a foothold.
He tells Brownfield producers just want clear communication with consumers about the product.
So labeling is very, very important, and we're very much for USDA having control of that.
Earlier this year, both Florida and Alabama banned the sale of cultivated protein and seafood at the state level. Sigrid Johans, NCBA Senior Director of Government Affairs, says that's not quite the right solution either.
When you end up with a patchwork of inconsistent regulations, generally not good for our producers.
From San Diego, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Some lawmakers are asking the U.S. EPA to raise renewable fuel standard volumes for biomass-based diesel and advanced biofuels. U.S. Congresswoman Ashley Hinson tells Brownfield the levels need to be consistent with production and availability.
We'll continue to support our producers, and that means making sure we're holding the EPA accountable for their failures.
During a press call Thursday, Hinson said she's disappointed by the agency's recent announcement. It expects to finalize biofuel blending volumes in December of 2025 rather than the statutory deadline of this November. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevaxFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 Revax field scale demonstration trials.
Direct cash cattle trade has slowed back down and cash hogs are lower. I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country is relatively quiet at midday following yesterday's business. On Wednesday, Southern live deals were marked at 188, steady with Tuesday's decline, but $2 to $4 lower than the previous week's weighted averages. Northern dress trade was at mostly 312, $2 lower than the previous week. Asking prices are around 190 in the south and 215 in the north. Beef cutouts were lower at midday with light to moderate box movement. Choice was down 68 cents at 323.37. Select was down 70 cents at 303.24. The Choice Select spread was 20.13. At the Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri, feeder steers under 550 pounds sold with a higher undertone, while heifer calves were $5 to $10 higher and spots $15 higher. USDA says demand was good for a moderate supply with a fairly even mix of calves and yearlings. Feeder supply included 47% steers, and 55% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 502 to 548 pounds, brought 330 to 373.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 753 to 755 pounds, sold for 254 to 269. Beef export sales hit a marketing year low at 8,300 tons, with several key buyers making small reductions in their weekly purchases. Cash hogs are down with a light negotiated opening for the major direct markets. Most buyers appear to have the needed numbers in hand after a couple of days of aggressive activity. Wholesale business has been mixed, mostly higher over the past few days, indicating generally good domestic demand. But the market would like to see some consistency. Pork export sales of 26,500 tons were down 55% from the previous week's marketing year high, mainly to Mexico, Japan, and China. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.31 at midday with a base range of $85 to $89.50. The Western Corn Belt was $1.51 lower with a weighted average of $87.80. Butcher hog markets in Dorchester, Wisconsin and Garnavillo, Iowa were closed on Thursday. Pork values were higher at midday, up $1.25 at $95.67. I'm Brent Barnett. Brownfield.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aderson Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
Soybeans are lower. Corn, cattle, and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest-performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans have turned modestly lower on renewed speculative and technical pressure. Traders are watching development weather, which looks non-threatening for most of the region, at least over the next few days. CONAB left its estimate for Brazil's soybean crop unchanged on the month. It's still well below the USDA. USDA's next round of supply and demand estimates are out tomorrow, less than 24 hours away. August beans are three lower at 11.10 and a quarter. September's down 4.5 at 10.59 and a quarter. August bean meal's up 80 cents at 340. August soybean oil 75 points higher at 47.09. Corn's up. Development weather, again, looks mostly favorable, but there is a chance of heat stress in some areas next week. CONAB raised its guess for Brazil's second crop, but production is down on the year. September corn's 2.75 higher at 398.5. December's up 2 at 409.25. And wheat's higher. It is oversold and due for a bounce, but export demand remains bearish, and that is limiting gains. The trade's watching weather issues in Europe, the Black Sea region, and Argentina. September Chicago's up 9.25 at 570.75. September Kansas City's 15.25 higher at 580.75. September Minneapolis wheat's a dime higher at 621. Live and feeder cattle are up, watching the direct markets after Wednesday's light trade. A lot of technical support here today because the fundamentals are not friendly. August live is up 42 at 182.67. October's 55 higher at 183.75. August feeders up $1.65 at 256. August soybean oil's $1.70 higher at 256.22. And on oversold signals, August hogs are up 257 at 87.25. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
How ice cream fits as part of a balanced diet. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The number one ingredient in ice cream is milk. Jessica Castle, a registered dietitian with the St. Louis Dairy Council, says all foods can fit as part of a balanced diet.
But it is made from milk, so it does have some of those essential nutrients that milk offers. Ice cream is going to deliver calcium, protein, and carbohydrates. But when it comes to ice cream, it really is important to pay attention to portion sizes. So a typical serving of ice cream is about a half cup, and that's about the size of a tennis ball. So enjoy the ice cream, make it part of your meals, pay attention to the portion sizes, and when you are enjoying the ice cream, I would suggest really taking your time and enjoying the moment so that your mind and your body both realize that you're enjoying a treat.
For those who do have dietary restrictions, she says there are some alternatives.
It's important to look to the label to see what it is that you're purchasing. So there are low-fat and reduced-fat ice creams. If you need to eat a lower-fat diet, you can buy sugar-free or light ice cream that has less sugar added. One of the ways I really like to go about eating my ice cream is buying the single portion ice cream treats.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Home Talent Baseball on the radio. Coming up this Sunday, the Arena Aces will host Blanchardville. We'll have the game on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. This is Phil Nee inviting you to join us for the Home Talent Baseball pregame show at 12:40. First pitch time, 1 o'clock. It's Arena and Blanchardville Sunday from WRCO Radio Sports.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Tensions building within the Democratic